You must treat her like a lover. Stroke her tenderly, undress her, and then unleash your desire when you devour her. I guarantee you will be satisfied.
Chef Pierre Chevalier fixed his class of 15 wannabe cooks with a stern glare. Holding up an unblemished banana, he waved it in the air like a giant phallic symbol.
Observe the proper technique. To make bananas faster, first begin by peeling the skin with a gentle hand to avoid bruising.
With infinite care, he pared one piece after another as though stripping off his lover's garments. His gaze deepened as he stared longingly at the naked fruit glistening in his hand.
You see? Look at the velvety smoothness of the shaft. The moist tip and firm inner core remind you of something, no?
A chuckle rumbled from his throat.
This we can put in the mouth, but only after it is properly prepared.
Marla watched his movements, amazed that such a stout man with a round face could be so sexy. Perhaps that accounted for the popularity of Pierre's culinary classes.
Never mind the innuendos. I'm gaining 5 pounds just by sitting here, she commented to her friend Tally Riggs beside her.
The chef finished slicing the banana into a bowl. Several more fruits met the same fate before Pierre melted a chunk of butter in a skillet. He added the banana slices, sprinkling cinnamon on top, until a delicious fragrance filled the air. Tally's blue eyes widened in admiration.
I could never get brown sugar to melt that way without scorching the pan.
Wait until he adds the rum, Marla said. Did you ever think food could inspire such passion?
No wonder people flock to his restaurant. Pierre will be a big draw, a taste of the world.
Ken and I bought tickets already.
He feels it's important to support Ocean Guard's annual fundraiser.
You know how he gets a kick out of joining their beach cleanups. It makes me think Ken is a beachcomber at heart.
My cousin is getting nervous about hosting the event at her estate. It's less than 2 months away now. I can't believe I let her con me into working as liaison to the chefs.
At least I've met most of the major participants, including Pierre.
As Marla watched, he removed the skillet from the heat. His fingers flew through the practiced motions of warming a measure of rum in a separate saucepan.
This is le grand finale, the moment of ecstasy, he cooed, pursing his lips in an air kiss. All that foreplay was just building up to this eruption of heat. You are hungry, no?
Yeah, but not for what you have in mind, Marla muttered.
She watched him lift the smaller pot and pour the rum over the bubbling bananas. A sugary fragrance wafted into her nostrils, making her stomach growl. It was 9 o'clock on Wednesday evening, and she hadn't eaten dinner yet. Everyone was waiting to sample the dishes after Pierre finished his demos.
Let's wrap it up,
she thought, folding her packet of recipes and stuffing them in her purse. Pierre's tall white toque bobbed on his head as he lit a match and tilted it toward the warmed rum in the skillet. The flame had barely touched the liquid when an explosion rocked the room, sending a wall of fire shooting into the air.
Mon Dieu!
Pierre cried, tumbling backward to disappear behind the roaring flames.
Quick, everyone out!
His assistant grabbed a fire extinguisher mounted on a wall unit. Marla hustled away with the others, hovering in an anteroom of the restaurant while someone called for help on a cell phone. Smoke billowed from the classroom, forcing her and the others to fall back. As time ticked by, sirens wailed in the distance, becoming progressively louder. Coughing and choking, the chef surged from the doorway, leaning heavily on his assistant. His face, reddened and dry, appeared as though it might blister. He cradled his hands against his chest, and she could see that his forearms had been singed. Rushing forward to come to his aid, she halted when his wild-eyed gaze captured her.
Forget my taking part in Tastes of the World. I should have listened to the warning. Now, see what has happened.